Councilmember Hadler?
Here.
Councilmember Rosander?
Here.
Councilmember Dudley?
Here.
Councilmember Longacre?
Okay, thank you. We've got a pretty light agenda this evening, and on the consent agenda, we have the minutes, claims, payroll summary. I'll entertain a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept the consent agenda, which contains the minutes of last meeting, claims, and payroll summaries.
And second, please?
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? The public tonight. Vote, please.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Okay, the consent agenda is passed. Thank you. Cammy, we'll start with you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. I have my report and I don't have anything else to add.
Anybody have any questions? Cammy? Okay, thank you, Cammy.
Thanks.
Assistant Chief.
Mayor, council members, do you have Chief Hurst's report and then don't you believe I have anything to add to it? Do you have any questions?
Questions? Okay, thank you, Chris.
Mayor, can I be excused? I'm just going to go out and check if it isn't my vehicle honking.
Sure.
It's not mine. I've got my keys with me.
Okay, well, that's members of the council. You have my report. The only thing is, I put the wrong date on the car accident. It was the 22nd. I missed that one. I was going to punch it out.
Mine?
It's out here.
Okay.
That's all we got.
Okay. Any questions? Okay, thanks, Chief.
Thank you.
Kyle.
I personally do not have anything to add to Pat's report, which I believe you have. So if you guys have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Questions, Kyle?
Just to comment, we're glad you got that sinkhole fixed by Subway.
And I guess I can touch on that a little bit. We dug it up. Don't know what caused it. So for now, it's filled back in, and we'll just keep an eye on it, kind of monitor it. And I mean, there's no water flowing or anything like that, so we don't think it was a leak.
Was it in the road, or?
Yes, right in the turn lane coming off Homestead on the Castle Rock behind the Subway there.
Well, I'm glad you got to go and look. I suspect it's because we're two streets, we're coming together. We get a lot of work on the other street.
And, you know,
on the east-west.
I personally thought it was probably from the boring range. It maybe clicked because we popped open one of the valves and there was water in it, which this time of year it doesn't really tell you anything. But usually you start getting something that sinks that fast. I mean, so, but yeah, we didn't see any kind of leak or anything, so we'll just have to keep an eye on it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Michelle?
Mayor and council members, I was going to try to give this to you sooner, but I kind of forgot about it. But this is mid-year review that I gave to everybody, so you can see where we're at halfway through the fiscal year. If anybody has any questions after you have time to review this, please feel free to call me or come in and go over it, answer your questions. The survey that the Local Government Study Commission put out, so far we've gotten back about 30 responses. We have about, 14 electronically and then the rest written paper. So I think we put a deadline of February 1st on that, although we'll accept responses after that. But they want to start compiling the responses next week on that. So, other than that, I have just been busy finishing up tax reporting forms for year-end tax forms for the employees, contractors, insurance, all that fun stuff we have to do at the end of the year. So that's all I have to report for tonight.
Okay. Any questions, Michelle? Okay. Thank you, Michelle. On my report, I did visit with Corey and Michelle today. The depositions went well on the OSO issues. More on the issue. We've got two officers Thursday, I think, that are deposed also, and they'll be providing testimony on that. At the next meeting in February, we'll have we'll go into executive session, and we're going to talk about that on that case. And at the same time, I did provide counsel, and I just received those today, the briefings on the summary judgment on the Dowlin case. And Michelle will talk about that at the same time. So you have an opportunity to go through that, we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about the Ames case also. So that's what's going on the legal side of our activities. I've got a league meeting this week. I'm going to do it with Zoom. I'm not going to make the trip to Helena. And then also, we're going to be setting up a meeting first part of February with the railroad working group on issues that the League of Cities and Towns, different communities have had with the BNSF. So that will occur sometime in February. On the House Bill 368, nothing new on that, waiting to hear how all that is going to sort through between Talon and the League of Cities and Towns and Representative Perry. So hopefully, at the next meeting we'll have something to report on that. So I'll visit with you at that time as that comes about. So that's what's going on there. Unless anybody has any questions of me. So, okay? Okay, thank you. Now we'll go to public comment, and usually we have comment from Jim. Now he's at the hearing this evening in Miles City on the Grid United on that line. There's that public hearing in Custer County at the event center this evening. So I'll be anxious to hear what comes about from any comments as a result of that public hearing on that transmission line. So that's what's going on tonight, and that's where Jim is. Okay, I have nothing else. So no public comment, no unfinished business. First item of business is Resolution 2026-01, and this updates the authorized signers on the bank accounts. I'll entertain a motion to pass Resolution 2026-01.
I can second that.
And
is that what I'm supposed to do?
No, you'd make the motion.
Okay.
Make the motion.
I make a motion to approve.
And second, please.
Say that. No.
This one.
I'll second this
one. Resolution number 2026-01.
Okay.
Clear me up.
No problem. Okay, and second to that.
Jack, you're second.
Yeah, I got
okay.
It.
Very
thank
good.
You.
Discussion? Comment from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Hadler.
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley.
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander.
Aye.
Okay, Resolution 2026-01 for authorized signers on bank accounts has passed. And thank you for that. And if there is no other business to come before the council, I'll close the meeting.